Well, good evening. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And it is time for the Insight Hour, coming to you from this beautiful place called Honolulu, Hawaii. And we come midnight on the East Coast. Happy New Day to you folks. 9 o'clock Pacific, and it's 6 o'clock here. We're actually 3 hours behind Los Angeles. And it's been a wonderful week. We've gotten a lot of wonderful productivity done. We actually put out an amazing press release from healthyworldstore.com. And if you're not registered for that, you missed it, but you know, you can get it. We'll get it to you. Just sign up for healthyworldstore.com, one of our sponsors for the Insight Hour.
Okay, well, let's thank healthyworldstore.com. If you haven't visited it, it's an amazing store where we have all kinds of remedies to get you through every season. And you don't need to depend on Big Pharma anymore. Visit healthyworldstore.com. We have some great products in there, like the Liquid Dentist. If you're not familiar with that, definitely try it. It will make your teeth feel amazingly good, and it will also keep them healthy. Also, OxySilver. OxySilver is an amazing silver hydrosol. It is the world's most powerful, and it will keep you healthy through all the seasons, even when they're trying to drop that nasty flu virus on everybody.
Which one? Which one? Take your choice. H1N1, H5N1, you know, which one?
Well, any of them.
How about the new one, the zombie bug?
Yeah, definitely. OxySilver cure people?
Gee whiz, I would turn to OxySilver for sure. I mean, it's like that big zombie creature is going to come eat your face. You know, wouldn't you just want to drink a bottle of OxySilver to protect yourself?
I totally would. I wouldn't even want to be near anybody who definitely got injected with the rabies shot, because I mean, I'd definitely take OxySilver if I was near anybody that got injected with
you
that.
You know, I think I have the cure for what ails America for sure. I think we ought to make all the Centers for Disease Control officials who were engaged in this zombie phenomenon, this whole – actually, folks, if you haven't heard about this, this is a propaganda campaign that CDC officials have decided that they're going to roll out. They started to do that because they realized they can't get to the youth, because Centers for Disease Control officials operate based on an old paradigm of public health, and it's basically genocide, and people are waking up to it. So what do they got to do? They got to sensationalize –
yes.
Public health. And
yes.
So they created this concept that zombies were going to be eating people's faces and whatnot if you didn't get injected with vaccinations.
The media is publicizing these events that are happening to people where their faces are getting eaten.
Yeah. So, and the COINTELPRO guys out there and gals, you know, there's Dr. Rebecca Carley. I wonder what kind of doctor she actually I wonder if she's a doctor at all. You know, just like we had Dr. Truot, you know,
yeah, right.
You know, fake doctors out there telling people, oh, they got to be afraid because now we got the government creating designer zombie viruses.
A lot of these are even if they're not fake doctors, they're doctors who've lost their licenses, a lot of them.
Oh, you're talking about Dr. Bill Deagle.
Well, I believe she could possibly be in that category. And they lose their license because of their ineptness, and also because the people that think like this, that attack people for no reason.
Oh, you mean like they did to me?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like there's a method to their madness, and they are mad for sure.
Yeah, well, actually, when you start to engage, I know, Sherry, and folks, I want to let you know that there's nobody been in touch with trying to reconcile as a very astute psychosocial analyst. That's what Sherry is. I mean, that's her, like, gifting. I mean, mine is a variety of things, but Sherry's truly is the ability to perceive and discern a human being, where they're coming from, within just a couple minutes. I mean, you put her in a room with somebody just having 30 seconds of conversation. Somebody like me, it takes me years, and ultimately I need to get a knife in my back before I wake up that I'm dealing with a psychopath. But Sherry is extremely discerning, and that's one of the things I fully honor and respect about her, besides loving her dearly, that the reality is that she can discern these people, and you've been engaging these people, haven't you?
Yes. I mean, somebody has to engage them. I mean, the thing is, I've always been amused with characters. Everybody's a character. But these particular characters, I've never come across these types of personalities.
Fractured personalities.
They're
nobody's home in certain parts of their brain.
They're mental zombies.
Right?
They're mental zombies that they don't have very much conscience.
They look human, though.
They do, and they might act very human. And on sometimes they're very nice. It's on some occasions they
can
be.
They can project themselves as very intelligent. And
exactly.
Some of them can write well, and many of them can speak well. As even talk show hosts on radio shows.
That makes it very scary. It's very scary. But to me, either there's some sort of a brainwashing that happened. Almost every one of them, I believe, was abused as a child. Some of them might have even had to engage in satanic rituals. But they've seen some really, really dark things. And they live in this very dark world. And I know for a fact I've lived through the dark side. When I was a child, I saw some very dark things. And I can tell you that these people never come out of it. They never see the light. And their whole faith, even if they say they believe in Jesus or they believe in any kind of God, it's not true. There's a lack of spiritual kindness, of spiritual goodness that comes from them. In the end, I mean, if you really get to their soul, to the root of them, there's a lack of conscience that only somebody that has a good spirit could have.
Can discern, you mean.
Exactly. But I mean, that's the thing. It's like not everybody has a conscience. I'm realizing that. People are walking around. It's like serial killers, like you were talking about that, how they have this reversed psychology.
Yeah, let me share that with you, because this is really an important insight to understand how, for example, Henry Kissinger or David Rockefeller or Rupert Murdoch or Lloyd Blankfein, those people who control the Partnership for New York City, the world's leading pharmaceutical biotechnology drug trust operating out of New York under certification by the Royal Family of England from its inception. And that how do those people conduct genocide is the question. And the answer to that is like what Sherry just said. You start with having sexual and physical abuse when you're very young. And what that does, if you go into the FBI's brilliant research at Quantico, the behavioral science division of the FBI, there's two researchers there, Burgess and Ressler. Those are the two names that stand out in the FBI's behavioral science division. And they published brilliant research understanding how they can capture and indict serial killers. And to become a serial killer, they actually go into this very in-depth in a paper that they published, co-authored, called The Motivational Model for Sexual Homicide, in which they go into detail about how these kinds of people whose neurology is switched, in other words, what brings you and I, normal, quote-unquote, human beings who have love in our hearts, who want a better world for our children and our children's children, how what we perceive as pleasureful, they perceive as painful. And what gives us pain gives them pleasure. And they explain the neurology and the psychopathology of that horrible reality in which these people now begin to murder. They literally are the ones who conduct the serial homicides, the serial slayings, the mass murderers, like Jarrett Loughner, how you can walk into a room with a machine gun and slaughter people and get pleasure from that. And stand before a judge and say, yeah, I'm glad I did it, like a Charlie Manson. And what causes that is exactly what Sherry just said. According to the FBI's top researchers, the neurology gets switched literally from the childhood trauma and the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and the satanic rituals that are conducted in these homes, in these groups. And that what they then breed is a virtual zombie or a psychopath, a fractured mind. Now, anybody out there who has been in favor of suppressing the child sex trafficking networks and the organized crime that's ongoing under the guise of public health, under the guise of national security, under the guise of military preparedness, emergency preparedness, Homeland Security, it's big business. It's not run by the legislators on Capitol Hill that you elect, and you know it, and I know it, and the taxi driver on the street, and the plumber that comes visit your house, and the guy who fixes your refrigerator, and virtually this, the shoe salesman know it. It's reality. It's public knowledge at this point. And so what drives the eco-banksters, the eco-governors, is this mentality that they feel that they are empowered to do this kind of cross neurology manipulation of the population. And it's all about money. There's no heart. It's all about ego. It's heartless. And that's when you, Sherry, look in their eyes and you engage them in conversations. 1 minute they could be Jekyll, the next minute they're Hyde. And there's literally in a major part of their spirit or soul, it's void.
And it's not just looking in their eyes, because I mean, most of them, I mean, that we're dealing with right now, maybe there was only a few that I've actually met in person. I haven't really looked in all their eyes, but I can tell you by their actions, it's just unbelievable. It's this unpredictable behavior. It would be as if 1 minute I would say, you know, I love you, you're the greatest. And in the next minute, I turn around and there's a knife sticking in my back. It's a very, very weird behavior. I mean, they switch and you don't know when it's going to switch, and you don't even know whether they're aware that they're switching, but they're operating on this level that's,
well, it's so also strange. Programming, isn't it?
It is. It's programming. They're on a program, and you wonder if somebody shuts that program, will they just wake up and say, what am I doing? Or, I mean, there's another part of me that thinks that all of any part of them that was human is gone. It's a cold being.
Absolutely. It's hypnosis. In fact, the standard definition in medicine for hypnosis is, quote, relaxation coupled with a clear channel for communication, end quote. So when you're sitting in front of a television set, you're relaxed and there's a clear channel broadcasting and it's feeding your brain and it's a hypnosis machine and you come out of it programmed. That's why they call it programming. That's why in neuro-linguistic programming terms, they call it anchoring. That's why they call the news chiefs, the hosts on the news programs, anchors. They're anchoring you into a program of hypnotic trance whereby their messaging, propaganda, manipulation of your mind is engaged.
And with Dr. Truat, I still have a hard time. I mean, I don't believe in that whole like reptilian thing, but in his case, there's a part of me that goes back to this guy is not human. And it's just really strange. I keep thinking he's not human. And, you know, if I would have gotten that, you know, familiar with a serial killer.
Well, certainly,
on that personal,
I mean, his
basis,
name isn't real. His name isn't real. I mean, the whole thing is a fraud.
It's all a COINTELPRO
psyops, and that's exactly what the whole program is. So, what the purpose of what we're discussing right now, everyone, is wake up. It's like if you were hypnotized in a trance state, which we all are, based on the psychological operations of the FBI's COINTELPRO, which is not the FBI. We don't have really the FBI directing the FBI. We have Wall Street directing the FBI. We don't have the legislators that we put into office directing the economy, nor the Treasury, nor really even the legislative and the statutes that engage us from everything from getting a driver's license to vaccinations. We have eco-governors that are directing the whole show. And the way in which the masses, the sheeple, are moved is by the media, by the propaganda, by the hypnosis. So the trance state is got to end. So wake up. I'm going to snap my finger in 5 seconds. And when I do, everyone listening, you're going to be out of the trance state and into real reality. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, welcome back. Hello. It's so nice to have you back in the heartfelt range of love 528. Welcome to reality.
Right. I just wish it was as simple as that.
Well, it was. We just did it. So everybody out there got blessed.
Everybody out there is probably awake already.
Well, you know, I know we've got Don Newsom listening tonight, the director of BBS Radio, and Seth in engineering. And, you know, hey, guys, why don't we just take that segment that we just did and we broadcast it on all the major networks. And then basically, you know, that would be great. We can not just promote the BBS network, but we can promote healthy human development once again.
You know, and the thing is, people need to understand what controlled opposition is. They need to understand that in order to really truly wake up, in order to wake up, not the people listening, because most
you're all awake, especially after the snap of the finger.
But deprogrammed. Your family, your friends, people out there that are continuing to get vaccinated, continuing to believe what the mainstream media tells them. It's like I had this one woman the other day on one of the social network sites contacting me to insult me. And she'd say, well, you're nobody because you're not, you know, you're not anchoring for the major networks.
So, oh, Sherry, I'm so sorry to hear that. I thought you were somebody.
And so I said to her, anchoring for the major networks, are you serious? I said, you don't even know the work I do in the world. I said, that's the last job I'd want to do.
You ran from that. That's where you ran away from.
And so she couldn't quite understand. She's like, no, but then you're nobody if you don't want. But according to who?
According to what?
The psyops of the mainstream media to make you to believe that anybody that they promote is like the God of the universe. I mean, honestly, seriously, that you need to listen to those people because they've been selected by Rupert Murdoch to tell you something.
Yeah, that reminds me also of one of the things I wanted to talk about is it came across the news this past week. All the mainstream media heralded it. You heard that the vaccines are somehow horribly unsafe. Actually, not so much unsafe, they claimed, but ineffective because the doctors didn't have the refrigeration setting up cold enough so that the vaccines would stay potent for months. And that was what the mainstream media was heralding. Now, folks, I want you to use that as a perfect example of the manner in which deception, distraction off of the real reality is practiced for mind control and population control, and in this particular case, depopulation, because that's what vaccination is primarily intended for. It's very profitable that people get sick from getting vaccinated and then take drugs and then all get all sorts of side effects. But the example here of what Sherry's talking about, controlled opposition. How do you control your opposition? Well, first of all, you've got to create your opposition. And so this concept that was output this week with regard to vaccines being impotent because the refrigeration was inadequate is a complete distraction off of the real reality that vaccines in and of themselves are intoxicating bioweapons of mass destruction. They're literally biochemical weapons of mass destruction when you include the ingredients of the stabilizers and sterilizers. That's not the active ingredients. Those are the things like pieces of bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast. And then, of course, comes along with it chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues. And then with smallpox, it's cow pus. But don't think too much about that. We want to keep you hypnotized thinking that vaccines are so safe and effective. Then there's the non-active ingredients, the stabilizers and sterilizers, the mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, the adjuvants that include polysorbate 80 and these non-oxynol 9 spermicides, genocidal weapons for depopulation by impotency. And so that's what you're getting injected with and infected with, and intoxicated and depopulated with. But see, the issue is not that. You control the mind thinking still, oh, vaccines are wonderful. Oh, wow, the vaccines are great. But let's just blame the refrigerators. Let's just blame the nurses in the clinics who don't keep the refrigerators cold enough to maintain the vaccine's potency. What a fraud. That is the psyops that we're talking about. It's a method of distraction and deception. It's kind of like in law, fraud. Most people know what that is, but very few people understand, except lawyers, that two major elements of fraud commonly include omissions and misrepresentations. So to omit the fact that vaccines, even when they're refrigerated, are totally toxic, and to misrepresent the entire matter of the risk to public health coming from inadequate refrigeration versus disgusting biochemical weapons of mass destruction is a psychological operation or psyops covering up everything that's of relevance, particularly to new parents who have infants, who the doctors tell you, oh, wow, we got a good refrigerator in the back office and we're keeping our vaccines fresh. You need not fear, Mrs. Jones.
Exactly. Well, it's all the scare tactics, keeping people in fear, and it's all manipulation. It's all manipulation. You know, I want to get back to our case and our legal complaint that we have out there.
All right, let me just give people a little review. Actually, do you want to give them the review?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we just came from the court actually a couple hours ago, and we just brought. Now, this is breaking news. Nobody knows this yet. We haven't released it. Here it is. We just brought Google into the complaint as a co-defendant. And what we're going to be doing is showing you how Google, which essentially is Google YouTube, which is essentially News Corp, which is essentially Murdoch et al., Rupert Murdoch's group, which has intimate connections to Big Pharma and the genocide of vaccinations. But the Google connection is going to be a real delight when you read what it is that we're outputting. And basically you can get, and we'll have it up probably by tonight, on healthyworldstore.com, which is our sustaining force. And believe me, they've been trying to whack us in every way possible. They've been whacking our 528 radio network. They've been whacking 528 records.com. So we're getting some dysfunction in our servers. And they've been trying to take us out every which way possible, but they're having a very difficult time of it because ultimately we've got the Creator and the blessed angels surrounding us and protecting us and helping us to move forward very powerfully. And today we filed this complaint that you'll be able to bring up on the e-book section of healthyworldstore.com, where right now you can actually download by donation. We're asking for donations because we need a lot of money right now. There's a case that we have against some of these jerks in Idaho that we need your financial support to pay a almost $11,000 attorney bill that just came in the mail today. But the other case here in Hawaii is what we've posted for your perusal and education, that edification in the legal process that would behoove you to understand how it is that we're proceeding to expose and take out using the system of justice in our court system to literally put the heat on exposing the omissions, misrepresentations, and fraud, for example, with Google YouTube. They suppress data. They suppress hits and views. They take certain videos down. They keep other videos that should be taken down up. What's going on? Well, we got them in a fraud. And that fraud is called, you can look it up, USC 47, section or 230, which is the section 230 of USC 47 that provides the, quote, Good Samaritan Act. The Good Samaritan Act. The United States Congress decided a few years ago that better than regulating the internet, let's create a set of rules or suggestions that a reasonable person would then say, you know what, this particular posting is obscene, it's lewd, it's outrageous, it has no social value, it's derogatory, it includes defamation or libel, it's not good. So Congress said, we're going to give everybody that uses the internet and that is a service provider, an ISP, internet service provider on the internet, we're going to give you the power to pull down anything under the understanding that it fits these certain elements. It's obscene, it's lascivious, it's rude, it's outrageous, it's harassing, it's libelous, it's defamatory. Those are the criteria by which the United States Congress then said very reasonably to everybody out there with a responsibility, as a civic duty. We want a good society. Again, the media is most important. And Congress said, we're going to give you that power to block and censor all of this garbage without liability. And what then did you folks hear? You heard the huge outcry from your media and the right-wing political faction stating, oh, this is just another way of censorship. And you heard the same thing from the liberal left. You said, oh boy, now, you know, basically we're going to be censored by these big corporations. And you know what? They were both right in a sense, and they were both wrong in a larger sense. Because what Google has been doing, we're exposing royally as of the filing this afternoon, that we show you that they're empowered, free from liability, to block all of this obscenity, insanity, and hypocrisy, this violation and libelous messaging. It's called cyberbullying in Hawaii. In Hawaii, there's a similar act. It's called the Cyberbullying Act, where now the lawyers and the judges are suddenly waking up to the fact that the internet can be extremely powerful, just like network television can be extremely powerful in doing anything to your mind. And so what they don't want is harassment. They don't want pedophilia. They don't want pornography. They don't want the things that a reasonable person living in a community with children and families would not want to have in their living rooms. And so this is the set of laws that are created and being violated by YouTube, Google, on behalf of Rupert Murdoch, and celebrated by COINTELPRO operatives that use, along with Google, in fact, complicit they are. The word complicity, look it up if you want. It deals with organized crime, to be engaged with another party that commits felonies, is complicity in racketeering. So we just filed a lawsuit against Google, YouTube, included with Dr. Truat, Alex Studer, predicate felon Timothy Patrick White, Alex Jones, David Icke. These people who have been engaged over the last several years in defaming yours truly are going to have their day in court, or they're going to be exposed for the frauds that they are. In fact, David Icke has been served officially and refuses to respond, which means that he's in default. That means we're poised to have a default judgment on David Icke. Alex Jones has already responded, and you can go online and you could read the response that we filed according to his answer, showing you that he's created at least two perjuries in his first filing.
You can go on waronwethepeople.com. There's links to it, and it'll come to a page where we ask for your donations.
Yeah, we really need your help, folks. It's really important.
It doesn't have to be very much, but just anything you can
Whatever you can afford, we really appreciate it, because we're down and out financially, but we have tremendous faith. We know the money's coming, and we know that our bills shall be paid, and that we're praying for those bills to be paid timely. And so we're asking for your support and donations. When you download all of these files, and again, do so with not just an interest in what's happening with us, do so with an understanding that why we've posted these things is for a number of reasons, but primarily because we believe that God's law is supreme. Man's law is supposed to reflect God's law. God's law is based on musical mathematics. Math is God's language. And that man's law, words, are sounds, are frequencies, and have certain meanings. That if you are empowered with the fundamental laws of the universe and can begin to apply those in your understanding of statutory law here in America, suddenly the United States Constitution becomes fantastic. It is exactly what was intended, a miraculous document to secure liberty and freedoms and civil rights, and to not just protest these inadequacies and felonies, but actually to put the felons in jail, to hold them accountable for the financial and emotional damages that they render. So learning a little bit of law is not just important and interesting, it could be totally awesome for you and people in your community or family who would simply understand there is great power in walking into a court of law pro se. That means without an attorney. They actually give you, they bend over backwards according to the laws. They give you breaks that the attorneys don't have. And so that this is very, very important for waking up as well as empowering we the people into some solution to get our nation back.
You know, and I also want to talk to people about our legal complaint. And I get emails from people saying, we're sorry for your legal, or your, we're sorry for your troubles. It's not just about our troubles. You know, I'll give you an example, okay? There was a woman who called us up a few months ago frantically saying that one of her patented articles was plagiarized online, and she had found us, had never heard of us before, found us through our articles about Dr. Truat. And she said that she basically found these articles of her, and he had taken the title off, put another title on, but it was her article, and put his name to it. And so we examined the articles, and we noticed that it was also Dr. Horowitz's research on 528 was also included in this. So it wasn't just hers. It was a mixture of hers and Dr. Horowitz's and maybe somebody else's. And so what he had done, I mean, he took it word for word, her whole article. And then in the end, he added the other stuff. But what was really strange was she called up frantically asking us, what can I do about it?
Calling us for help.
Yeah. And then we extended our help to her. And then we got another call from her attorney saying to us, she doesn't want to be involved in this with Dr. Truat. She's, you know, she doesn't want to be involved. And
she wants to maintain privacy and a low profile.
Exactly. And so, she's going to handle it on her own. I mean, she's going to handle it on her own through me, the attorney.
And Dr. Truat has withdrawn the article.
Yeah, and so that's all that she wanted. And she doesn't want to go and, you know, press it any further. She wants to just do it because, you know, to me, there was a fear element.
That's it. See, there's where the affliction lies. And the media has made you extremely fearful of not just, you know, Dr. Truat and company, COINTELPRO operatives, but every aspect of government, your FBI, your police. This is a police state. You know that right now. And instead of celebrating our security, we're frightened of it. The whole concept of fear, this manipulation of the ego, that's what the mainstream media plays to. That's why news is 85% trauma. It's 85% pain, fear, loss. real or imagined, threats to survival. That triggers ego. Ego survival suppresses heart, suppresses faith. You can't have faith where there's fear. That's a critical issue in the suppression and hypnosis, the mass mind control. Yes, it is mad. The mass mad mind control, suppression of spirituality and the love 528 frequency that shall restore everything back to the way nature operates in harmony, that can't operate when you're tuned into the mainstream media. It can't operate even when you're listening to this complicit party named Alex Jones, because the whole manner in which his show and the context of his show and InfoWars is all about is this concept that we are little pawns in a game and we're going to get slaughtered. And in fact, the real truth is that we're part of a divine family, that we're empowered to the extent that Yeshua, Jesus, modeled, that we can restore everything miraculously, because that's what the 528 hertz frequency is. It's the miracle note of the universe. It's why grass is green and why snowflakes have six sides. These are facts in science and revelation that is extraordinary and freeing at this time of slavery. So this is critical information. You can't be in your head in fear and experience faith and love and be free. It's just completely opposite.
Well, I want to go back to this, the concept of these people contacting me stating that they, you know, they're really upset about our troubles and considering it to be our troubles. Well, it's not our troubles. Like I was going into, there was this woman that called us. She had this similar experience with that this person. We have other people that have come forward that had very similar experiences with the people involved as co-defendants in our legal complaint. And these people are continuing to do this to people. And why are they doing it?
You're talking about COINTELPRO.
I'm talking about COINTELPRO, and I'm talking about
the propagandists
that people need to understand why they're doing this. I'm going to give you another instance where, okay, Dr. Truat was assigned, we believe, to Dr. Horowitz. He came pretty much after Dr. Horowitz started his store. They had a store that they created for him that was a similar store. And of course,
everybody is familiar with my national bestseller was the first one, was called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. And so, of course, Dr. Truat starts to co-publish with Alex Studer on a website called Lab Virus. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. And so he basically is mimicking it, a lot of the stuff that Dr. Horowitz was doing. He was mimicking it in a very surreal, strange way that mixed everything up and confused everything. For instance, if you have a guy like that promoting a product that's similar to your product, and this guy is sending, for instance, like he does, white supremacy emails to somebody, it discredits everything.
Yeah, calling,
the natural health
calling Jews,
about.
Calling Jews such as Sherry and I, Khazars, spawns of Satan.
Now,
Khazars.
Now, when he says that to us, don't think that that doesn't represent everybody else that they don't consider to be white people, and that, you know, even if you're a white person in his mind, he's going to find something else. Oh, then you might be associated
a Jesuit
with the Pope.
Yeah, you might be a Catholic, God forbid, and you may be a Jesuit, the claim is. And then suddenly now you are opposite to where they are in what's called Christian identity, which is the primary theology of not simply Eric John Phelps and the Vatican Assassins group, but also the KKK and David Duke and all the people that enjoy burning niggers on the whatever and Jews who are just like spawns of Satan. These guys are engaged in hate.
I mean, that's basically what they are. They're engaged in this hate. And Why are they doing this? Well, it's part of an agenda. The part of the agenda is to keep the divisions going. It's to mix everything up, confuse everything, and also just spread hate and create dissension. And just really people just feeling like when you think about what they do and why they're doing it, I mean, it leaves you with this nauseating feeling in the pit of your stomach that you're like wondering what the heck. It's like watching the worst tragedy getting played over and over and over again in your head. It takes you to such a dark place. And that's why it's like we have 528. That's why we love to listen to 528 Records, 528 Radio, because you are taken there whenever you encounter, whenever they send you something, whenever they write something about you, whenever they post it on their extremely negative websites. I mean, if you, it reeks of the dark side. It reeks of satanic worship and everything that just symbolizes the darkest, most depressing corners of your thoughts. I mean, anywhere you can't even possibly, some of us can't even possibly go to a dark place like that. And when you go there, you just want to run away.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. First of all, folks, though, you can't run from this anymore. The reality is you can't be an ostrich with your head in the sand with a freight train running right up your butt and not feel something. So the reality is also you can't, if you're engaged in metaphysics and you have subscribed to the New Age, even if you're a Christian fundamentalist, where's your faith? But the big picture for the New Agers are you cannot have optimal enlightenment unless you come to terms with the depths of the darkness. You can't walk in full faith unless you're like Daniel in a lion's den and you've got so much faith in your heart that the lion shall lie down with the lamb and lick your feet. The reality is it's a choice you're making. Anybody else out there that's fearful and frightened of the reality check that we talk about here routinely on the Inside Hour, it's about restoring that which was stolen from you, and that is faith, spirit, the Holy Spirit power of love that sustains everything in the universe is fundamental to where your heart is. And that's what Sherry's talking about. It's the 528 love revolution, evolution in consciousness, spirituality, justice, because again, there's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven. And what Jesus said is bring it down here, right now. Heaven is near. It's right here. It's the metaphysical field that surrounds us. It uplifts our DNA. It restores and rejuvenates every aspect, every cell, tissue, body, organ throughout your system. It is the Holy Spirit. It is what creates all the healing, not the chemistry. This is the bioenergy. This is the electrogenetics. This is the spark of life that has an electron flow and an energy resonance within that electron, a frequency resonance primarily of 528, love, the universal healer and sustainer. That's why Jesus was so important. You want to be born again, you got to get where Jesus was at. How he got to where he got to was it was all about love. It's all about what's in your heart. He said it either reflects your words or sounds or frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies, again, simply mathematics. That's what your words are. He said, be careful of the words that you speak. They either reflect the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And frankly, my theory is that there's no evil in a heart. There's evil in a head. The head trips, the arrogance, the ignorance, the profiteering off of humanity's suffering, the greed. That is the main problem, because greedy people are stupid. They don't have the faith that Jesus was talking about. He said also to everyone who was healed by him, supposedly, he said, it is not I. It is not him who heals, he said, It is by your faith in Creator that you are healed. Faith, love, joy, and bravery are the elements of your heart. They are the values, the highest human values and callings in your heart. They're not in your head, in your ego-based, indoctrinated mechanism. That is a fear-based, manipulated machine. And it's running you, and you know it. That's the source of depression. It's largely the source of anger. It's the source of all of the issues with dis-ease. Fundamentally, dis-ease means a resonant energy that is out of sync with reality. The reality is that we are in the kingdom of heaven, that it's all around us by choice. We manifest it by loving choice to come from our hearts, not our heads. So this knowledge, very well, beautifully shared in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. You can get that at healthyworldstore.com right now. You can get it downloaded in PDF file for less than $10, and for hard copy, it's less than $30. Get it. Read it. It'll bless your life. It'll bring to your consciousness the power of love that's in your heart that is currently vibing to the most powerful force of the universe. It's called phase locking in physics, to lock your heart into the clear channel broadcast directly from God's heart to your heart. That carrier wave is 528 hertz frequency. You get that on, your heart opens, your mind ego volume goes down. Suddenly now you've got what the yogi gurus have been meditating for millennia, is peace. Shalom. You're in sync with God. You're engaged where the angels fare and do their work to protect. And because the spiritual realm is far more powerful than this unidimensional physical realm, the reality is, like spirit manifests matter, you come out of the spirit first. And that's why Jesus said, it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It's against principalities, most high principalities in the spiritual world. There's spiritual warfare ongoing. And if you want to bring yourself engaged to Yeshua, the truth that shall set you free and be born again, that means resynced, phase locked to love in God's heart, then tone down the mind ego in the ways that we've talked about here. Certainly shut off television.
Exactly. You know, and it's been a battle. It's been a spiritual battle, and we go walk through it. We walk through it. We're walking through the darkness, but then we have to come out as quickly as we walked in, and we can't stay in it for too long. But it seems like if you wind up wrapping yourself in it for too long, you could become entrenched.
And alone. You can't do this alone. No, we need support. You need support.
Exactly.
So everybody's got, we're in this together.
And we have not allowed that dark, the darkness of these people to, I mean, and I believe it's a definite divine thing, because most people, they would be surrounded by these dark entities and it would change them somehow.
Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil.
So that's,
it doesn't have any energy in the realm of 528 frequency.
No, it doesn't.
Love is the light. It opens up the doors that have been closed by man's ignorance. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They're engaged in satanic sorcery and pedophilia and child sex trafficking and abuse. And they were abused themselves. And they are simply not even human. Their psyches have been fractured. The part of human that we need to pray for, that it resurges and is restored so that we can literally have peace on earth, the prophecy of 1,000 years of world peace with the return of the Messiah in our own lives, in our own hearts, in our own actions. Yeshua came to model perfection in a human body. That's what we all have the opportunity now to manifest by choice.
Exactly. And that's something you got to remember. We can manifest that. And I think that, you know, when I look at what we're doing and people say, well, why don't you not do it? Why don't you just concentrate on something like only positive? Why are you doing this? It's because it's been our destiny to do this, and somebody has to do it, because this it's like this lightning is bolting out at everybody, and we're standing there with these vests on and we're like shielding off these lightning bolts. And at the same time, while we're doing that, it's ricocheting to those that are
right back who are putting out the negativity.
And so when we do that, it's like it's protecting people too.
Again, it's like it's not Sherry and I. I've talked to you many times about this. There's nothing special about me. People give me a lot of credit, and by the grace of God, I thank the angels. And the reality is that I'm not that smart. I almost got left back in third grade. Go check it out. Pennsauken school systems. I was in Greenville in third grade. Greenville, they don't even have the school anymore. They knocked it down. But I'm telling you, I had a hard time getting through. And there wasn't one time in academia that I had an easy time. So the reality is I'm not super genius. I'm simply a normal guy. I'm a normal Joe. But what the reality is that we have faith. And when you have faith, and when you pray to Yeshua, and when you know the Father and the Son have the power to sustain and restore and heal and uplift and protect, then you don't worry about idiots.
Exactly. Don't worry about idiots.
Yeah. So at any rate, I think we're coming close to the end of the Insight Hour, Sherry. So I want to just share a little bit about what's happening. We need your support financial, because we need to have some more servers for the radio network. We believe that what's happening on planet Earth today, this shift in consciousness, this opening of the heart for the restoration that's been prophesied, is largely due to energy. Spirituality is energy. Spirit is energy. Energy is electrons. Electrons resonate. All energy, every movement in the universe is caused by electrons. In fact, when you see me and I see you, what you're actually looking at is electrons that are spinning in clouds. You don't see the protons. You don't see the neutrons. What you're actually seeing is all the electrons that are manifesting in this kind of like, you know, it's almost not even a reality. That's why, you know, some of the movies that have come out where you can put your hand through matter, that's kind of like where the field of physics and this science and metaphysics and this understanding of spirituality being energy really is. But the beauty is that we have the opportunity now to advance opening of our hearts in 528 love. And that's what the 528 radio network is all about. That's why the hackers have tried to hack, and that they have done fair amount of damage, but we're still broadcasting, and that we're continuing to work on this project with your assistance, and we need to have some additional servers. So we're actually getting new servers because the old ones were hacked and we don't believe in the security being adequate. So we're actually investing and we need your support. So really, when you output 528 Love Music, what our theory is, based on science, is that it doesn't simply help you as a listener. It goes out like a pebble in a pond, rippling out to the farthest shores, touching people's hearts all over the world. And when those hearts are touched by love, then instinctively, intuitively, their destiny at this time in history is to likewise. have an opening of their hearts. And that, to us, is the only way that we're going to get out of this mess that we're currently in. Because as we've talked about on this show, mind control, mainstream media, all of that hypnosis, all that direction of the egoic mind into this semblance of sanity, this actually hypocrisy, is got to go. And the only way for it to go is for us to have a revolution of love, is for us to have the fulfillment of what Jesus preached and demonstrated. So this is what the purpose of 528 Love Radio and this whole 528 Love Radio network is all about. Go to 528radio.com and you can begin to listen to the music. Go to 528records.com, transpose your old music into the 528 Hertz frequency and have the same effect. Every time you play it, it ripples out, touching not just yours, not just your heart, but everyone's hearts. And love is the universal healer. 528, the discovery that this third note of the original musical scale, do, re, mi, mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. Love is the miraculous universal healer. Playing music, getting in sync with it, phase locking with it, celebrating it, and most importantly, understanding that the source of it is way beyond us, but rests in a magnificent creator who loves us so, so dearly that when you're about to die or you have a near-death experience, the creator created a default switch to go off that puts you into a virtual cocoon where everything's peaceful. Instead of traumatizing and hideously painful, the worst experiences, God loves you so much, he's already designed it in your plan. Because everybody's got to die. When you die, it's peaceful. And so that's how much God loves you and I. And so to understand that, that is, again, a revelation in faith, promotion. Because if you don't have to worry about the pain and all that bad experience, and all you've got to look forward to is going home, to where we came from, peace, where there's joy and love and harmony and angels of light that can operate most powerfully for protection of those who are engaged in peacemaking. That is what our calling is. So if you want to support that, start to listen to the music, enjoy music in 528 at 528. radio.com and help us by making a good donation and help us get additional servers so we can expand the network. We have another dozen and a half radio stations to launch, all in 528, the different musical genres. We need your help, folks.
Yeah, and if you haven't signed up as an affiliate, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's a great opportunity for you to partner with us. We also have an ambassador program. Visit healthyworldambassadors.com and sign up to become an ambassador. You get very well educated on all
and
the amazing
try stuff. Liquid Dentist. Liquid Dentist is awesome. Buy yourself some Liquid Dentist as an affiliate. Join us as a partner. Oxy Silver is, again, the most powerful silver hydrosol in the world.
And Primo Life is another.
Primo Life is fantastic. You want some more energy? You feel a little bit run down? Have a swig of a shot glass full or a cap full of Primo Life once a day, and you'll start to feel your old self again.
It's better than any energy drink, and it's much more healthier.
Yeah, much healthier. So anyway, we thank you for joining us on the Inside Hour. We've come to the end of the program. Please join us again next Tuesday night, same place, bbsradio.com. Support BBS in the archives. A little donation there helps as well. We appreciate it. God bless you all. Thanks a lot for listening.
God bless you. Good night.